Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. We're dedicating this third hour to one of our heroes, Caligula, because we think that Caligula was far and away a better leader, a better man than anybody, especially Biden, anybody we got in the White House right now, or anybody we have in the United States government. At least he did have some guts. But anyway, that aside, we got my big sister Nancy Hitt, my little sister Monica Braveheart Schaefer coming on. And you know all them all too well, so we're going, without wasting motor time, me running my motor mouth, we're going to go straight to my sister, Sister Braveheart. How you doing, Sister Braveheart?
Very well. It's a beautiful Saturday here, and I had the opportunity to listen to the first 2 hours, and boy, this show is just excellent today. Yeah, and I just wanted to make a follow-up comment on all this transgender stuff, because that did come up in both hours, even though it wasn't the dominant topic in the first hour, at least, because you had that excellent discussion with John Friend about his editorial about Russia. And but anyway, it did come up, and it is appropriate that it came up, because first of all, they have named yesterday, March 31st, as this day of transgender day of visibility. And I looked this up because I wasn't sure, was it today, like April Fool's, because this is, you know, it's got to be a joke, or was it? But no, it was yesterday. And then I saw something else, that they had another day, a day of remembrance, transgender day of remembrance, November 21st. So, I mean, pretty soon the whole year round will be, you know, a special day for transgenderism, because that's the epitome of this modern day phenomenon, which is 100% Jewish, of the reversal and inversion of everything. Is it not the epitome of reversal when you take our very capacity for life, and that is the male and the female, and you reverse them? Because you're not only reversing them, but you are making these people infertile by reversing them. It is absolutely the rock bottom of the barrel. It is the epitome of what we are seeing with everything being reversed, everything, whether we are talking about history being taught in schools, or, you know, everything that is taught to us in, well, everything that is said to us in the mainstream media. I mean, basically, you can just take everything they tell us and reverse it, and know mm-hmm. that it is a lie. Mm-hmm. Every once mm-hmm. in a while, they throw in one little kernel of truth amongst all their lies, just to confuse us even further. But this transgenderism is really the rock bottom of the barrel of this reversal and inversion of everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just wanted to say that there's a story that in Canada that happened recently, just as another example, where, you know, everything is reversed, just like this Nashville story, where somehow this tranny who did these murders is now the victim. How does that work? But same thing in Ottawa. Well, similar. It's not the same thing, but similar reversal. A woman went to a school board meeting and was expressing concern about the fact that these transgender creatures were using the same washroom as her daughters. And she was shut down at this meeting because the trustee was saying that this woman was making she was creating an unsafe environment for people who identify as gender diverse. And the name of the school trustee, I'm going to say it, we should name and shame these people, Dr. Nili Kaplan-Mirth. Dr. Nili Kaplan-Mirth. We should just name these people and shame them. So, yeah, this is in Ottawa. She shut down the concerned mother of daughters in a school because these trannies, creatures, who are men, biological men, are using the women's washroom, the girls' washroom. And yet the parent is shut down because she is creating an unsafe environment.
Ridiculous.
Okay, I'll just pass it over to you with that little story.
Go ahead, Sister Nancy. That's a great commentary. In fact, when we come back from the next break, I got to tell people about this Memphis Flower and some solutions. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
I think you were talking about what's going to happen with the cops who shot the female who was supposedly converted to a male. Yeah, there will be no... there'll be a documented release of his manifesto, her manifesto, a very documented, it'll be edited, not documented. It'll be an edited manifesto. But I think here's what could happen. The reverse, again, could happen. We could have hate crimes allegations against cops. Yeah, that's what possibly will happen. They'll be accused of knowing that this woman or man or whatever it was transgender, so we can accuse them of a hate crime. That'll probably possibly be the next way to take down the police. In the future that could happen when confronted with a violent transgender. We've already got enough allegations against the police for their all of these blacks are crying foul. So now we'll have transgender crying foul and hate crimes.
You make a great point there, Sister Nancy and Sister Braveheart. You know, I'm new. I know y'all know this, but nationwide. The district attorneys are being replaced with this money from this guy named George Soros and others. And what is shocker is he's a Jew. They're always Jews all the time. These billionaires are going in and buying elections. And I've talked about this a few times here in Memphis, Tennessee, when they kicked out an incumbent DA had done a pretty good job for years. She'd been an incumbent for 10 years. Got this one guy no one ever heard of. I've called him and harassed him a bunch of times. If you question him something or harass him. But what they're doing, they're letting all these criminals go, and they're redefining who the criminal is. The person who a person who defends their children and their against these fags. A person just like Miss Sister Monica said. This lady went to the school in Canada and complained about these freak men using the bathrooms. Well, the whole thing's being turned around. They're causing us, the good people, the criminals. Well, that's part of the operation to totally destroy what's left of the United States. And they're putting in all these district attorneys. For instance, here in Memphis, Tennessee, in the legislature, state of Tennessee, they're going to make it where if you're 24 years old or younger, you won't be tried in an adult court. If you're 24 years old, you'll be tried in a juvenile court. Well, you're absolutely right. But Sister Monica, what do you think about that? We're coming up on a break, but you got a couple minutes.
Just what pops into my mind when you say that somebody under 24 will not be tried in adult court, and at the same time you've got Green Party pushing for voting age to go down to 16 because these young people, they are so wise. Now, how does that add together?
Right. I'm scratching my head.
Yeah, this is kind of the same thing they did in Kentucky some many years ago to try to keep these young villains and criminals, to keep them in juvenile courts. It's kind of the same thing. It's horrible, really, because they are the ones, statistically proven, that they are the ones who are committing most of these crimes. But I want to ask you all, are we being fooled because this is April Fool's Day?
I wish you was.
That's what I thought. I mean, that's really what I thought. But, you know, if we were just to transplant ourselves back even as maybe just as recently as 10 years ago, we truly would think that this is just a big April Fool's joke, all this transgender pushing and the washroom mm-hmm. issue. And the kitty litter boxes, I think I've told you about that. Kitty litter boxes in the washrooms at a college in Prince George, a city near me here. I mean, this is serious stuff, you know, like, I wish we were joking.
Mm-hmm. The kitty litter boxes are here in Tennessee. My wife, I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, my wife is friends with a retired school teacher, and she says, and not only that, when the teacher calls Roe, these people won't answer. They'll say, instead of answer, hey, Mary, are you there? Joe, are you there? They'll say, meow. Or they go,
whoop, oh,
whoop.
My God.
They, honest to God, they do. They'll make a meow. They'll say they identify the cat. I mean, it's beyond crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know if I have the time to do this or not, but I'm going to try. In Memphis, Tennessee, we have this paper called the Memphis Flyer. And they're the ones, I'm very proud that they denounced Blood River Radio as the number one hate group in the state of Tennessee. I'm very proud of that. I tried to get
them
to come
perfect.
On the show.
That's perfect. I love it.
They won't come on the show, though, on the broadcast. On
oh,
the
darn.
Front page of this paper, it's got this man, it's got this demon, this faggot, this queer man. He goes by the name of Kaylee Clark. It's in this front page. It says, it's huge letters, drag in the South. Memphis drag performers have built their success on a foundation of grit and tenacity. And guess on the front page who their biggest, one of their biggest supporters is? Federal Express. It says, discover where a career FedEx can take you. We come back. I'm going to make another quick comment on that and on solutions, how we can boycott people like FedEx. I'll get rid of that in a few minutes, seconds as soon as we come back, and we'll go back to Sister Nancy. Be right back, folks.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to go right back before we talk about that. I got to hurry up and shut up. We were talking about this Memphis Flyer magazine. It's a big newspaper here in Memphis, Tennessee. And like I say, I'm so proud that they branded Blood River Radio as the number one hate group in the state of Tennessee. They won't come on our broadcast and debate. Hell no, they're a bunch of cowards. I listen to the program all the time. They're a bunch of coward asses. I spit on them. Anyway, at the bottom, on the front page of this newspaper, is this giant man with a red wig and this beautiful lips painted up, these long gaudy earrings, a dress, and is in like I'm gonna read this again. It says drag. The name of the article is "Drag in the South." Huge front page article. This thing on the dressed up in the women's clothing. Memphis drag performers have built their success on a foundation of grit and tenacity. Oh, they're so wonderful, so courageous. And you guess who their number one supporter on their very front page of this paper is? Federal Express. FedEx is an institution, especially in Memphis, Tennessee, because Fred Smith, who started Federal Express, it's a world company now, went to Memphis University School right here in Memphis. His dad started Greyhound Bus Company, and Fred started with a mere $10 million after he came back from Vietnam and started that company, FedEx, and he's a big success. Look, you turn the page, and you get, guess what you got? You got Southland Casino, a huge gambling enterprise across the Mississippi River, you know, 20 miles from where I'm sitting, 30 miles. Turn the page, you get Jim Karras Subaru, an automobile company who's been in Memphis for since as long as I've been born. They brought me for years and years and years. The point is, they're getting, what they're doing, they're going and they're shaking these companies down to get sponsorships for their aberrant, for their filthy life, this filthy, devilish, pathetic lifestyle. Well, you think Blood River Radio? There's no way in hell we could get a sponsorship in any kind of a newspaper here in Memphis, Tennessee. Go ahead, Sister Nancy. What do you think about that?
Well, surely somebody likes us, Eddie. Somebody out there likes us.
I hope so.
Now, listen, I've got to do my weekly tar and feathering. And it's going to be a whole lot of really, really boiling hot tar. Some of that tar you've been collecting, that gallons of tar with some of those old dirty feathers. I want a tar and feather. I'd like to do it personally. That no good Zionist murdering Bibi Netanyahu. Now, he's been in a little bit of hot water. There have been some protests because he wants to make some changes in the judicial system. And the people there have apparently been the biggest protesting that they've had in Israel, maybe since they occupied the land in 1948. But according to what I can understand from Democracy Now!, the Palestinians are going to still pay a heavy price for Netanyahu's, he's pausing the judicial overhaul. Of course, these Palestinians have been targets and been targeted and killed by the hundreds of thousands since even before 1948 when they stole the land from the native people. At any rate, I think you wanted me to mention a couple of people who were killed in 20 years ago by the Israeli snipers.
Yes, please.
One was actually an American, and oddly enough, these were 20 years ago. A lot of people know about Rachel Corrie because it was kind of promoted. She was killed in 2003, March 16th, due to she was trying to protect a building to keep it from being razed by the Israelis, and they actually ran over her with a bulldozer and killed her in that way. Now, she was an American. The one I just found out about Eddie was he was actually British, and maybe that's the reason that his name has not been brought up. But of course, these stories are covered up anyway. But Tom Herndahl was in Israel, actually was trying to protect some Palestinian children who were basically close to some shooting. And he was wearing an orange fluorescent vest to mark himself as an unarmed foreigner. But the snipers shot him and let him lay where he fell, I guess, for 2.5 hours before they even attended to him. And, of course, ultimately, about 9 months later, he died. So these are just a few examples of the things that are going on and have been going on for decades in Israel. Nothing new, nothing really new to report on that front.
Here's a quote. I'd like to help you with that tar and feathering procedure. this, you know, Bibi Netanyahu, here's a famous or infamous quote from him. Once we squeeze all we can out of the U.S., out of the United States, it can dry up and blow away. So that's a direct quote from him. And isn't that what they are doing now? You know,
right.
Yes, it is.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And just, I'm not sure if was it him or was it Ariel Sharon who said, "Oh, don't worry." I think it was at a maybe it was at one of their own cabinet meetings or something. But oh, don't worry about you know what the Americans will say about this or that that we're doing. Don't worry, we control America and they know it. Was that also Bibi Netanyahu?
I don't think so. I don't think
it was Ariel Sharon.
That was Ariel Sharon. Yeah. That's what I thought.
He said
but, you
it
know.
To Simon Perez, October 3rd, 2001.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Americans are always so worried about domestic terrorists. And I think it's, of course, most Americans really know nothing about Israeli history. But 99.9% of their presidents or what you would call prime ministers have been actual terrorists, really involved in acts of terrorism.
That's right.
Almost all of them have been known to have been killing people, bombing people. It's no secret, but it, of course, they're such a wonderful land of democracy, and we have to support them to the tune of millions of dollars a day.
Well, it's the Holy Land.
Oh, yeah, it's Holy Land, yeah. Well, I want to bring up another subject. Come on, folks. Come on, listeners. We're waiting for those essays so that you can get your degree in Confederate history. Now, you've got until April the 15th. That is 2 weeks from tonight. And you're just all you have to do is snail mail just one-page essay. And Professor Jean Andrews is going to grade it. And your degree will be mailed to you by the end of April. So write to Blood River Radio, Post Office Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. Hurry up. Get those essays in.
You can find that address if you missed it. Find it on the Blood River Radio website, right, Eddie? BloodRiverRadio.com.
Correct.
And what it's about, Nancy, just tell them what you're supposed to write the essay about. It's, you know, just something about the Confederate history, right?
Yeah, we had a five-week course, and it could be really anything that we talked about. Any of the subjects we talked about, Franklin, we talked about some unusual things that happened regarding Appomattox and some of the men that fought and pretty much, you know, one page is not going to cover a whole lot, but any of the subjects we talked about will be perfect. And
I just want to add here, this degree will be much more valuable than any university degree that you get from one of these established universities, because I have come to the conclusion that all these universities are just pure 100% indoctrination centers. So this is going to be about real history and the real deal, you know. So just encourage people to participate.
I'm trying to think of a good name for a college degree today, which is like based on claims of inequity, claims of misfortune. These are degrees of misfortune, I guess that's what you call them. That's what they're issuing today from colleges. You know, I wasn't treated right. I'm a black, or I'm a gay, or I'm whatever I am. I didn't get treated fairly.
Actually, yeah, I've got a specific example from somebody I met in Prince George who's going through college. I think he was in the trades, so it might be different than university, but he had to put a statement in his final paper in order to pass, and he was really at the top of the class, and he would have failed if he didn't put some kind of a statement in about that he's enjoyed white privilege, and that's the only reason he's there, is that something about all this white privilege that he's had. Like, anyway, this is just sickening. You know, this is what they're coercing the students to do.
Awful.
If I was him, I would have said, thank God for white privilege. The only thing, my concern is that we lose it. I hope we don't lose our white privilege. Anyway, folks, we'll be right back after this break, folks.
That's
Hang
right.
on your seats.
That's right.
liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. The National Weather Service says the tornado that hit Little Rock on Friday was a high-end EF3, causing damage with winds of up to 165 miles per hour. Little Rock Mayor Frank Scott Jr. says it's difficult to put into words what he saw.
We've all experienced a devastating tornado, which has created a state of emergency for the city of Little Rock, Central Arkansas, and the entire state.
This man also survived the tornado in Arkansas.
But I looked back, and there was the tornado coming up over the hill. So got out of my truck and started running for a shelter.
The National Weather Service says the storm survey will take several days to complete. At least 21 people in several South and Midwest states have died, CNN reported. Former President Donald Trump has raised over $4 million since his indictment on Thursday. Former Attorney General Bill Barr is blasting that indictment of his former boss as an abomination. Speaking to Fox News, Barr said if reports are accurate, quote, they're going after the man, not a crime. Barr, who served as the Attorney General in the Trump administration, called the case pathetically weak. A New York grand jury indicted Trump on criminal charges for his role in a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. Barr called it a, quote, shameful episode where a local prosecutor is trying to affect the nation's political process. Influencer Andrew Tate is being released from jail and placed on house arrest in Romania. Tate and his brother Tristan remain under investigation for alleged human trafficking claims. The influencer gained international attention over the years for what some call misogynistic views. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican after spending 3 days in a hospital with bronchitis, the Pope saying he will deliver the Palm Sunday prayer. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, before we go to my sister Braveheart, I'd just like to thank our donors one more time. I thank our listeners. Thank you so much. Without what you do, without your contributions, there would be no Blood River Radio. Lord knows I'm poor as a church mouse. But anyway, with that, thank you 1,000 times. Going right back to Sister Braveheart. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Yeah, we were just discussing in the break there what we would still like to cover in this last half hour. One item of importance is our friend, political prisoner, Philip Hassler. And we have talked about him before on this program, but just to remind people, he has been given a 10-year prison sentence for, as he calls it, mouth noises. Wrong
oh
mouth noises.
God. You know, I did not know it was 10 years.
10 years.
Oh, and his, my God.
Yeah, and his brother, like, he's a musician, so he has done some songs. Now, he does songs in a style that I'm not crazy about, but that doesn't matter. I don't care. It's just that he is in prison for words that he has sang in his rap music. I guess that's the genre you would call it. And Nancy and I were both talking about this when we've received letters from him. He's got the nicest handwriting. He's this really super nice guy. And I'm so enjoying my correspondence. Now, he has recently been moved because he was in prison already for 2 years. the last 2 years, and then it was under appeal, but he himself said he didn't want to get his hopes up too high, and it's good that he kind of put his mind in that place, because they didn't entertain any lightening of his sentence. In fact, the judge said, oh, you're getting off easy, because it could have been 20 years. But he has been moved. And so if you want to write him a letter, and I encourage people to write to political prisoners, on my website, freespeechmonica.com, there is a page of political prisoners. His new address is there. He's been moved to a new prison. And also it's on the truthandjusticeforgermans.com website. It's easier to go to those websites than, I think, for us to say it on the air. I don't know, Eddie, if you might feel differently about that. Maybe some people are listening that don't have access. We could. But I asked him in one of my letters, how did you wake up? Because I'm always interested in people's awakening stories. And so he told me that, he was probably of the last generation that got to experience the pleasure of growing up in a homogeneous society in large numbers with parents who aren't divorced. This is him now. I went to elementary school in the 90s in rural Austria. The village where I spent my first years was almost like the Sound of Music. And I've always been a curious kid. Why was always my favorite question. Around that time, the decline began to reach the steep part of the exponential curve. My big WTF, I won't quite spell that out, that's the what the bleep moment, finally came when I moved to Vienna in my 20s. Something was seriously wrong here, and nobody seemed to even notice. I also started seeing the cultural degeneration driven by feminism everywhere, and the total destruction of the nuclear family and the relationship between men and women, and the deconstruction of our morals and customs right before my eyes really puzzled me. And that's where I actually began to dig for the causes. I discovered cultural Marxism, the Frankfurt School, and, well, that pretty much filled in all the blanks and put the whole picture of this satanic mechanism and its operators together. So anyway, that's that part of his letter that I wanted to read to you. So the awakening story for this kid who grew up in rural Austria in a very nice environment, like he says, Sound of Music, this idyllic upbringing, and then the shock, the culture shock of going to Vienna when things were really, really, really going downhill. And I mean, good that we're talking about all this transgender nonsense today. Like, that's, you know, that goes right in with what he was talking about, I think.
I think what really impressed me with the letter that I received, I've only had one letter from him, is his command of the English language. His beautiful writing, his script is beautiful, and his grammar is impeccable. And when you think that this is not his native language, I mean, and we look at it, compare this with Americans who, I don't know, it's such a difference. These people, this man is educated. And it's heartbreaking to think that he's been sentenced to 10 years. I knew that his brother might have 4 years. Brother's, I think, going to be in for 4 years.
Yes, you're right. Thanks for bringing up his brother. Yes. We don't have his address yet. And so when we do get that, I'll post that. His brother is in for 4 years for a website that he used to host. I think it was called Judas Watch. So, okay, that's the forbidden subject, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sad story, really. And like I say, he's obviously very, very well educated, very well educated man.
And intelligent. And just a really intelligent young man. And he connected the dots, and then he did something about it. And that follows from, you know, your previous guest, Eddie, who was really strongly just encouraging everybody has to get into action here. Like, it's really do or die time. We are under attack. It is, you know, and like I said, this transgender absolute insanity is the absolute epitome of the reversal of everything. It's the end of life. It really is. Like, you reverse the sexes and you stop procreation. It's the end of life. It's absolute insanity. And get your kids out of school. And I know your previous guest said that too. Get your children out of the public school system, because they are going after the children, because our enemy knows that if they can destroy the children, destroy the morals, the ethics, and just poison their minds, which is literally what this stuff does. It changes mm-hmm. the wiring of the brains. Is that then that's how they destroy us, is go after the children. That's the next generation. So take your children out of the school system, whatever it takes. It's not mm-hmm. as daunting as you may think it is.
I wonder how many of these people, if any, have ever come out of that satanic lifestyle. I'd be interested. I wonder if anybody's ever kept any statistics.
Oh, you know, I saw a documentary just not too long ago about people who had transitioned and then had seen the light, so to speak, and transitioned back. And now we're very, very active in trying to counsel others not to do this. And they also, it was this documentary, it was a film that was held in a church that I attended this. I mean, I'm not attending the church, but I attended this viewing. And so all these people, they had found God and basically woke up to the satanic nature of what had happened to them, and they transitioned back. So yes, people do transition back. The other thing that people, or the media, the mainstream media suppresses, Eddie, is the fact that the rate of suicide is very high among this community, this LGBTQ community, but they try to tell us it's the opposite. They scare the parents by saying, if you don't go along with this child's desire to change, you're going to have a dead child because they're going to commit suicide if you don't go along with it. See, so they reverse that as well and scare mm-hmm. the parents into going along with this nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, also an interesting thing, for the people that do try to come out of that lifestyle, they're the most hated of all amongst the people that are still in that lifestyle. These LGBT, these queers, these homosexuals, they absolutely despise people that do come out of that and start preaching against it. Like you said, Mike, that's my understanding, that they're more hated than even we are.
Yes, I totally believe that, because of course that's a huge threat to their story, right? Their whole agenda. Because these people have been there, and they know.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I would offer up this. This is kind of going back to where I was, but I was talking about this Memphis Flyer. When we're always talking about solutions, people, if you can go into, like, for instance, the publication, any publications, anytime you found out something like Federal Express or Karis Automobile Dealership, anybody like that, this supporting this filth, Let your opinion be known. Call those mm-hmm. people. Call FedEx. Mm-hmm. Call a Carrick's the automobile dealership and tell them that you would never, ever buy an automobile from them. Call FedEx. Tell them that you will never ship anything. And even greater than that, get you a sign and go out and pick at these places and tell them that you're totally displeased with them kowtowing to these satanic people, and tell them you will not use their business. That's one solution. You know, people, I hear the break. Go to our last break. We come right back. When we go back, go Sister Nancy. Be right back, folks.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is Attorney Jason Rupp, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, it's just, I know I say this all the time, but it just seems incredible, impossible that we're at this is the last segment of the show. With that, people, we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy, my big sister Nancy. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay, I'm going to get off on Confederate history, but my own Confederate history. Now, I was not raised in a family that talked about Southern history. I really got more interested in it after college. I spent many years studying Confederate history. I had no idea that I really had I have not found any real close Confederate ancestors, such as a great-grandfather, but I do have some cousins. And here in Louisville, there's a beautiful large cemetery called Cave Hill, in which there is a section that was privately purchased by a man, I guess, during the war, because we had military prisons in Louisville, and some of these military prisons obviously had Confederates that died, and so they were buried in Cave Hill Cemetery. Over the years, I was replacing some of the markers that were illegible at NK, and so many of them are illegible, and you can order them through the Veterans Administration if it is proven that it is either broken or illegible. At least that was the case. I think they've gotten much more restrictive. At any rate, I wanted to find out, is it possible that there was a hit buried there in that Confederate section? And they came up, well, their documentation at the office at the cemetery was very limited. And they came up with someone named Hett, H-E-T-T. In finding the marker that tied in with H-E-T-T, I could read that he was with the Company K, 3rd Texas Cavalry. And I found the date that he died was November the 26th of 1864. The more research I did, and it took me many steps to prove this, I did prove that this young man who's buried here in Louisville did come here very indirectly from Texas, and he is my cousin. He is a fourth cousin, what they call a fourth cousin three times removed. We are descended from the first German, Peter Hitt, who came into this country in 1714 as a German indentured servant to Governor Spotswood of Virginia. This young man, Willis, an unusual middle name, Buchholz Hitt, was raised around in Smith County, Texas, which is around Tyler, Texas. He was born in 1839. That county raised a company of, the company's generally about 100 men, what they called Company K, And they rode, he rode like 110 miles into Dallas to sign up. And these people pretty much knew each other. Many of them knew each other. In fact, some of the parents actually gave two sons to this Company K. And it's just kind of interesting. They actually fought a battle with the Indians. They were sent to the Indian Territory. And then they were sent around to Mississippi. And my ancestor, Private Willis Hitt, was wounded at Iuka, Mississippi. That was quite a confrontation. That was pretty damaging to this particular company. He was transferred back to his company at Vicksburg. Later on, he did fight in around Franklin, which is a place that we had been talking about. And ultimately, he was captured at the battle outside of Atlanta, Villarica. Well, from Villarica, he lasted about, let's see, he was captured October the 21st of 1864. Now, he's down at Atlanta. He was transferred up from Atlanta. Ultimately, he died in the hospital here in Louisville about a month later. And that is how he ended up buried here in Louisville. Now, what he died of apparently was not a gunshot wound, but it seems that he died of typhoid. Now, his life was not unlike many Confederates, but I was just, you know, excited to find that I could prove that I did have an ancestor. He's not the only one I've proven who is an ancestor, but, you know, he came all the way from Texas in a roundabout way, ended up being, he died in the hospital here and is buried here in Louisville. So, like I say, his story is not unique, but it was something I was interested in because he is a distant cousin. So that's my Confederate history about one of my cousins.
And Nancy, he comes from, you mentioned indentured servants, and I think that's really important to highlight that because, you know, the indentured servants, they were actually slaves. So mm-hmm. This cousin you're talking about, he was a descendant of an indentured servant. Is that correct?
And I was too, see, because
yes,
my,
exactly.
That's where my, yeah, of course.
Because we had
but
another,
I know a lot of history. Those records have been so well documented around Culpeper. It's called the Germanna Foundation. And, you know, they were, the 1714 were the hit, that's my ancestor hit, and the 1717 Jaegers, which is the second wave that came in. They settled in Virginia, and about 100 years later, the Hitts and the Jaegers, some of them came into the Olam County, which is a county adjacent to the county I live in. These are my more closely related ancestors. But I never could prove any closer relative like a grandfather, great-grandfather. They were peace-loving people, and Kentucky was somewhat divided, and especially Louisville was occupied immediately by the Yankees. So that's how we had these military prisons in Louisville. These things are not well known here in Louisville, I'll tell you.
And Nancy, after all these years, of all people, you're an indentured servant to Blood River Radio.
I believe it.
I had to get that in there.
Yeah, good one, Eddie.
My mom always said I like to work for free.
Yeah, I get that right. Well, yeah. Sister Monica has something. She wants to talk about a Jewish quote, I believe.
Well, you know, I just wanted to, I know we're near the end of the program, and I wanted to kind of bookend this show with highlighting that on John Friend's excellent website, therealistreport.com, he has a section there that is just quotes. And there are various quotes, some Jewish quotes, but also some good people quotes, like our people's quotes. But, you know, we talk about solutions, and I think one of the best ways to help people wake up is to tell them what the Jews themselves tell us. So I would like to read one quote that I found on his website just now when I was looking this up, because I had been there a few times before. He's really excellent quote. So it's, again, it's called therealistreport.com, all one word. And here's one, a quote by Marcus Eli Ravage, a Jewish author, and this quote is from almost 100 years ago, from January 1928 issue of Century Magazine. Okay, here we go. Quote, "We shirk our patriotic duty in wartime because we are pacifists by nature and tradition, and we are the arch."
I have to laugh at that one.
Yeah, okay, well, it gets better, it gets better. "We are the arch plotters of universal wars and the chief beneficiaries of those wars," and in brackets, see the late Dearborn Independent, pacifism, I think it's meant to say, or passim, I'm not sure, "and the protocols of the Elders of Zion," end of bracket. And continuing with what he says, "We are at once the founders and leaders, leading adherents of capitalism and the chief perpetrators of the rebellion against capitalism. You make much noise and fury about the undue Jewish influence in your theaters and movie palaces. Very good. Granted, your complaint is well-founded. But what is that compared to our staggering influence in your churches, your schools, your laws, and your governments, and the very thoughts you think every day? You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders, we are disturbers, we are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom not merely of the latest great war, but of nearly all your wars, not only of the Russian, but of every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life, and we are still doing it, and no one can tell how long we shall go on doing it." End of quote. Marcus Eli Ravage, a Jewish author, from the January 1928 issue of Century Magazine. There you have it.
Wow. Wow.
That,
yeah.
You
wow.
can't get any harder hitting than that, Sister Monica.
That's
that,
right.
That is
Absolutely.
Beyond dynamite.
So, folks, tell people what the Jews tell us themselves, and that is a very fast way to wake people up, because they can't accuse you of saying, oh, you know, you're just making this up. No, the Jews tell us these things.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, there's a book that I have that had, I think it's by this American who's kind of in hiding, Porter, I think his name is Porter. At any rate, he's translated the Talmud and Torah, and people need to really find out what is in these diabolical, filthy, obscene books, which
and in
they
fact,
don't understand what's in these books. They just take it for granted that it's like Christianity.
They didn't, in Russia, there was a death penalty for just possessing a Talmud, I believe, because the Jews don't want us to know what's in their holy books. But now that's unstoppable with the internet, you see. So, yes, avail yourself of that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Learn about what's in their holy books.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right, right. There are many trans, mm-hmm. there are many rabbinical statements are really horrifying.
Yes.
If we could just try to wake up one person a day, one person a week, because like Sister Nancy says, she says she tries to do something every day.
Yes.
Our people should try to do, and nothing's too small, nothing's too big. But I think that is in one hell of a statement you just read.
So you can find that on John Friend's website, and he's got a series of quotes there by not just Jews, but also by the good people. There's a mix of different things. They're all great.
That was therealistreport.com, like
perfect.
You said.
Yeah, perfect. That's right.
Well, dear people, dear family, I cannot believe it's over with all 3 hours. This is it. If you will, people, tune in. Same time, same place next week, April the 8th. And we'll have another. We'll do the best of our ability. We truly will. Well, thank you so much, Sister Monica and Sister Nancy, for coming on tonight and making this and putting this out there for our people. I hope our people, listeners, appreciate you. Hope our family realize the work that goes into this program. We'll do the best we can. Good night, everybody, and thank you so much, Jay, for taking this program tonight. You did a wonderful job. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. Thank you, Rand. Thank you, everybody. Good night.